Hello and welcome. My name is Dr. Denise Nixon, and I am thrilled to bring you the first official podcast episode of this podcast, Dissertation Deconstructed, Conversations on Building a Quality Dissertation. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this first episode. I'm so excited. I am thrilled to be able to bring you this podcast that will feature so many different topics and different things that will get you thinking about your dissertation journey. This podcast will accomplish three goals. First, this podcast will take a closer look at the various parts of the dissertation and their roles in the research process. So, throughout the different episodes, you will hear from scholars and others who will be sharing their perspectives and having a very academic discussion in everyday terms on the process of completing the dissertation. The second goal of this podcast is to feature the perspectives, teachings, and guidance of researchers from all steps of the research process, from professors, published researchers, and researchers who have recently completed their doctoral journeys. You're going to hear so many different perspectives and attitudes on the different parts of the dissertation and what it takes to get that dissertation completed with quality and precision. And then the third goal of this podcast is that it will provide resources, support, and strategies to help you as researchers along the way. If you have written a dissertation, or perhaps you're currently writing one, you know that you can use every bit of advice and resources and encouragement that's out there for you. And my hope is that this podcast will provide some support and resources for you along the journey. So you may be wondering, why do a dissertation podcast? Well, I'm a chair, I'm a committee chair, I'm a committee member, and a professor at several online universities. I love online learning, and I know that many of you listening to this will agree with me when you hear me say that if it were not for the online learning process and the online doctoral programs at many fantastic universities, we would not be able to earn a doctoral degree. The way that work schedules are, that may not allow you the time to get in your car and drive to various campuses to complete your degree, an online program may be the only solution. Personally, reflecting on my own experience, I was working full-time in the public schools when I decided to embark upon my doctoral journey. I actually had to drop out of the first program that I was enrolled in because I couldn't get to class on time. Can you believe that? My duties as an administrator in the public schools prevented me from being able to leave campus in time to drive an hour to get to the nearest university that offered the doctoral program in the area that I was interested in, which was educational leadership. So I dropped out and did not pursue my degree for about a year because I figured that it just wasn't the right time. It just wasn't meant for me. But then I saw a colleague who had recently earned her degree online through an online doctoral program. She's brilliant, intelligent, outstanding. She's a brilliant, outstanding individual. And when I saw her walk proudly and talk about her experience, I knew that that would be an avenue for me to pursue. So long story short, I was able to enroll in a phenomenal university, earned my degree online with some outstanding professors who served as my committee chair and committee member. They guided me along the way, and I was able to accomplish the completion of my dissertation journey. Now, it took me 3 years to work through the courses and write my dissertation. I know that some programs may be able to allow students to work through their programs much more quickly, but it's not necessarily about the speed of the program. You want to ensure quality in your writing, and you also have to remember that you are contributing to the field of research. There are people and populations and groups out there that need what you have to contribute, so you do not want to take this process lightly. If you're in it just for a title, then I dare say I have to disagree with just that single purpose. Yes, that is a benefit of the degree, but it's not the only reason, and it's not even the most important reason. The most important reason that you are obtaining this degree is to give back to others, because what you have been given, you should be able to contribute back to the world so that you can encourage another group of people coming forward to continue to contribute to the field that you are representing. So what motivated me to do this podcast is, first of all, I want to answer the questions that researchers are afraid to ask. In my time of working with candidates working toward their dissertation, it wasn't until we got one-on-one in a conversation through a Zoom meeting, through a Teams meeting. And they asked me, and they were so reluctant to ask me because they really felt a little bit awkward about asking me some of the questions that they thought they were supposed to know, but they honestly just did not know. And sometimes we feel that way. Sometimes we put these pressures upon ourselves that others may not really be putting on us, but we're afraid to ask those questions that need to be asked. I had a very talented candidate ask me some years ago, "I know I should know this, but what exactly is a theoretical framework?" And this particular candidate was being very honest. They just didn't understand the terminology. Once we talked about it, the candidate said, "Okay, well, I know what that is." And so, you know, it's amazing. You don't know what you already know. So I want to encourage you that if there's something you don't know, it's okay to find out. It's okay to ask those questions. Some people have asked me, "How do I select a theoretical framework?" after they've already started writing their chapter one. I even had someone ask me as they wrote their chapter three, "What is triangulation and do I need that in my research?" These are questions that are fantastic to be asked, but the important thing is that they need to be asked. So we'll be talking about some of the basic things about the dissertation process that you may want to know, but may have been afraid to ask. Another reason that I wanted to do a dissertation podcast is to encourage underrepresented groups to contribute to the field. Research has shown that about 2% of the adult U.S. population holds a doctorate. More representation is needed in research to explore those topics and events that impact different groups. These underrepresented groups can be those classified by race, ethnicity, gender, gender diversity, disability, religion. I could go on and on. More representation is needed in so many areas in research. The perspectives of these groups are integral to the progress of research. You have something to contribute to the world of research. There may be topics that you're exploring and you have noticed that there is a significant gap in the research. But why are you exploring that particular topic? What is the research saying about it? Even if there's not a lot of research out there, what is the problem? We're going to talk about those kinds of things in this podcast, but we want to make sure we emphasize the importance of discovering these things so that underrepresented populations can be motivated to pursue their doctorates to contribute to the field of research. And then a final reason that I'm doing a dissertation podcast is to support your journey. As for me, I am an African-American woman. I contributed over 20 years of my career in public schools. I was at the school level in administration and at the district level in administration. after that time period, I felt like it was time for me to do something more. And with my motivation and excitement about the field of recruitment, I started my own recruitment agency. Now, in my dissertation research, just backing up during the time when I was in the public schools, I still focused on teacher retention, but it was more in terms of faculty retention of people of color in higher education institutions. That was my topic. And as I explored that topic, I learned so much from the perspective of a Black woman, but also from the perspective of faculty who were within the higher education institutions and their research efforts on how they recruited faculty of color. I know that during my research, I would have loved to have a podcast, which probably didn't exist in great popularity back then. That was well over 10 years ago. Podcasts are much more popular now. But during that time, it would have been great to be able to turn on a radio or and I'm dating myself, a radio. But, you know, to be able to listen to something, to learn more about others that are conducting research would have been priceless. So being able to connect with people from all over the world, all over the country, in terms of their research efforts, their research specializations, them giving advice on how to construct your problem statements, just alignment with your problem purpose and research questions, all of those great factors will be topics of discussion throughout these podcast episodes that I hope you'll be joining me in. So I hope you'll stay tuned and listen out, subscribe to this podcast so that you'll be alerted of the podcasts as soon as they hit the airwaves. I am excited to be able to bring the perspectives of researchers to those candidates working on their dissertations to encourage and empower them to keep doing what they're doing. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this first episode of this podcast, Dissertation Deconstructed. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to connecting with you in the next podcast. Take care. Thank you for listening to this episode of Dissertation Deconstructed. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast through your podcast provider so that you do not miss an episode. Visit my website at denisenixon.com. That's DeniseNixon.com. To access podcast episodes and to read additional content about the episodes. If you like what you've heard in this episode of the podcast, please leave a review to support the podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening, and keep working hard on building your quality dissertation.